From KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. A special examiner extracted thousands of images from the cell phone of Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, and none were found of a woman whom the governor is charged with photographing while she was at least partially naked, the governor's attorney said Friday. As jury selection entered its second day, Greitens' attorney Jim Martin urged the judge in the Republican governor's criminal trial to halt the evidence-gathering phase of the investigation, which has been going on for 4 months. Greitens faces a felony invasion of privacy charge for allegedly photographing a woman without her consent while she was at least partially nude in March of 2015 and then transmitting that image in a way that could be accessed by a computer. The penalty for this first-degree invasion of privacy is up to 4 years in prison. In other news, the Missouri House has approved a resolution to amend the state constitution banning mandatory union fees. If the Senate approves of this measure as well, it will go to voters to decide on this issue November 6th. A so-called right-to-work bill was signed into law by Governor Eric Greitens, but never took effect because union supporters gathered enough signatures to put a question on the November 6th ballot that would let voters overrule the measure. The measure now goes to the Senate, which voted to move up the election overturning right-to-work to August 7th. Missouri lawmakers have passed a bill to expand and address confidentiality programs covering all criminal victims who fear for their safety. Senators voted unanimously Friday to give the bill final approval. The state program now allows victims of domestic violence, stalking, human trafficking, and rape to route mail through a state-run post office box to hide their victims' addresses from abusers. Participants can also use a substitute address in court proceedings or in other public records. It would also prevent court records from listing a child's address if one of their parents is participating in the confidentiality program. Authorities say a Columbia Public Schools teacher has been arrested after a student reported having a sexual relationship with him. Police say in a news release that 30-year-old Sean Thomas Diestel was arrested Thursday on suspicion of felony sexual contact with a student. No charges have been filed, and it's not immediately clear if he has an attorney. Police say the investigation began May 4th after a student reported having the sexual relationship with Diestel from September to December of last year when she was 17. The release said the student had been enrolled in a class Diestel taught at the Columbia Area Career Center. A district spokeswoman says Diestel is on administrative leave. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.